Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. The Manager Show is presented by KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, an unscheduled off night, Terry, with the weather once again taking care of the Indians and the Red Sox. Weather's not great this weekend in Chicago. How much of this is a concern? Does this really take you out of your routine and scramble things?
Well, you know what, Hammy? We really weren't in a routine anyway. I mean, how many times are you supposed to play a night game in Cleveland and then come back and play a day game somewhere else? But, you know, with the opening days and things like that, the first week, 10 days of the season is really erratic. Okay, you throw in weather, which we all know is probably going to happen. But I don't think it's really gotten in the way too much. I mean, the only game we lost was last night, and our guys were there, and we got our work in. So we didn't go a day without getting our work in. Today, we're obviously not going to hit on the field. That, you know, every time you're in a new ballpark, especially for the younger guys or, you know, the infielders taking ground balls, you always have some anxiety about that because you're going to go, you know, we're going to hit in the cage and then we're going to go play a game. And, you know, it, so you do get some anxiety about that. But we haven't missed a ton of work. You know, the games have been, I mean, we've played two games in the last 5 days. In our game, there's a lot of rhythm that, you know, goes with it. But we're not really far behind. We haven't had to redo the whole pitching staff, things like that. We're going to stay right in order. We have a day off on Monday, and we just, you know, the idea was you could either pitch Kluber on Sunday and move Tomlin back. And after talking to everybody, I think we thought, let's just stay right in line, and we'll let Corey have an extra day and then pitch in Tampa.
All of this kind of is what can make April such a tough month, isn't it? Because as you say, boy, baseball players are creatures of habit.
Yes, and you're right. But the idea is knowing it's probably going to happen and just find ways to get wins. Because I know it's a heck of a lot easier to deal with it when you're playing well or at least getting some wins. You know, sometimes I think you got to be realistic and know you're going to have to kind of slug your way through it or grind your way through it because this isn't good baseball weather. But this group, I haven't seen a lot of complaints, and I enjoy that about them. I really do. There's a lot of cooperation. That's a good word. I've been on a lot of teams, a lot of good teams, though, where there's some grumbling and things like that. I don't really see that. And I know it's early, and people are like, well, you played two games, but I'm talking about the entire spring. And, you know, you ask somebody to do it, and they try to do it. And I know as a staff, we appreciate that.
How about Danny Salazar? Did you feel like he took a real large step forward last season?
Very much so. And I think there's more in there, too. I mean, Danny, we've all seen he has the ability to be a very special pitcher. One of the things is going to be the consistency and not giving up some of the runs he gives up by maybe just, you know, laying a fastball in there or just losing a moment of concentration. And as he learns that, and he will because he's still young, and not just young, but doesn't have a lot of minor league innings. But as he continues to learn that, there is no ceiling for him, and that's exciting.
And this White Sox club, it seemed like we talked about it last season a bunch because you play them so much, but they seemed like they had another really good off season. I mean, boy, adding Todd Frazier is huge.
I thought they had a great off season last year. I know it didn't transition onto the field into the standings, but and then like you say, you had Frazier. They've made some really good additions, and you know they're four games in, they feel good about themselves, and it's a long year. But I've always liked what they've done. It just didn't necessarily transition into the win column last year, but I think they were surprised, and I know I was too.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the White Sox home opener, Cleveland and Chicago, coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.